Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tate got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Yeah.
Ooh-wee, once again, and I am so excited to be here with you all once again. One more, let's have fun with this. The reason I feel this way is because I'm very thankful, very blessed. But a lot of things going on that I should say. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 53 already. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News, abbreviation acronym. For those listening to us live on, of course, BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate it. But if you want to, you can feel free to call in live to 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you have any commercials, any music, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Now, let me let people know three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. We'll listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Now, the reason that I love doing what I do is because it's just a blessing. That's all I can say. It's a great blessing. My thing is I feel very, very thankful to be here with you all this evening. For the most part, you all make this show. That's it. First and foremost, you all make this particular program. If it wasn't for you, and I don't stress that enough sometimes, I feel, and I need to stress it more, that you all, that's why I break rank and protocol. You're supposed to call this, press this one key to speak, but a lot of times I don't even bother to do that. I tell you all, if you want to, you can feel free to definitely call in, but I'm going to come to the phone line and speak to you. If you're looking to hear something, Common Sense Radio is Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for Black House Sound Music. Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Of course, yep, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. YouTube, Miss Commentary Cleveland. And also, thelogtv.com. And if you're looking for the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, that's Power Groove Records. We Are Cleveland, the YouTube channel, www.templabor.org. And the Twitter page of none other than Al Porter JR1 and also Grandpa Rapper 1. A couple of those pages. I am going to stop now. And also, for your very own needs, let's put that out there, because some people might not even pay much attention to it. They might not. My thing is Looking Good Home Improvement. Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. Licensed and bonded. 24/7 emergencies. Door installations, repairs, violation list repairs. Flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks. That's 216-205-7247. 216-205-7247. There you go. Now I can go back to everything else that I need to do right now. What I need to do is let people know a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting all Thanksgiving activities. So if it's got a turkey in it, like a turkey jam or anything else, all Thanksgiving activities, it's all included in that. Number 9, re-debuting Black House Sound, Crawl Before You Walk. That's a new single. Before that, there's a strong single, another one that featured Sister LaVita Murray. He's got the Guaranteed Mo Toja single and other tracks that included him, Miss LaVita Murray, and Mr. Powers. So anyway, number 8, B-Low, 216, Already Ready. Number 7, Facebook. The Cleveland Ultimate Blackout and DJ Ellery's All Black Sagittarius Blowout. Ooh, that's a lot of stuff going on. Number 6, debuting on Facebook, The Show. Yep, that's it. Just spell it on out. But anyway, it's on Facebook, Show. Karaoke presents The Great American Mac and Cheese Showcase. Number 5, debuting BWE Feed the Needy, that happened last Friday. Number 4, moving up, Facebook single release and EP teaser. That happened today. Number 3, moving up, Facebook film screening of Boycott. That was last week. It's Cleveland State University. Number 2, moving up, though, the CSU Africana Study Fashion Show. That moved all the way up to number 2, and that was on Saturday, November 19th, 6 p.m., with CSU Black Studies, now Africana Studies alumni, in partnership with the CSU Alumni Association and Career Development and Exploration Center. Then CSU Black Alumni and Student Dress for Success Networking Session. And, yeah, that was the CSU Department of Africana Studies. The Howard A. Mims African American Cultural Center. Berkman Hall 137 and Lobby. And the Dress for Success networking session will introduce CSU students to successful CSU alumni to build mentoring relationships and establish professional networks for career opportunities. So that was a very phenomenal event. And that was last Saturday. And moving up was on Facebook, tribute to the late Lee Williams. Oh, man, that was a very nice event. Historian of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Lloyd Tucker. That was his event that happened on about 131st Area Major Sanctuary Church. That was over in that event. Very, very well done event. I'm going to go to now. People on the phone lines who've been here. Let's go with that 216-727 first. 216-727. You're on live. How you doing?
How everybody doing? This is Valanda, this is Brenda, Foma, and my colleagues call me Queen B. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight on this cold evening?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just thankful to be indoors, bills paid, warm clothes when you have to travel out. Those little things, they cause you to be thankful.
Exactly, and I agree with it, and I am thankful and I am grateful. All I can say is the holidays are about to approach and the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm just going to put it out there. Thanksgiving Eve is Wednesday, everybody. Okay, don't forget where you came from. You might have to go back to the place that you was brought up, you know. Old lady told me that the other day. Sometimes you have to go back where you came from to realize where God has brought you from this far. Okay? And I accepted that, and I took it in from her. So everybody, the Bible said, watch as well as pray. I say this every week. Watch your surroundings, okay? God is the protector, but we got to know how to be in time, to be at the place at the right time. You know, sometimes we get somewhere we ain't got no business being at. The places we ain't got no business being at, we need to leave there quick and in a hurry and get back to our own home front, okay? I'm going to say it out there like that because it's really getting dangerous. You know, I didn't want to say that word. I'm allowed to say the L. Okay, then.
Yes, you
My
are.
My colleague said I'm allowed to say that. And we just got to be, you know, thankful, you know. You know, the Bible said, God said, when you be thankful for the little things, I will bless you with multiple things and bigger and better. I'm going to say that again. He said, now I ain't make this up. This is in the Bible. He said, let me correct myself on that. He said he'll bless you when you're grateful for the little things, and he will add to the bigger things and multiple in your life, okay? Sometimes we look at the bigger things, and the bigger things get us in trouble, okay, everybody? Start looking at the little things you can find in your place, your house, your apartment, your condominium, your penthouse, or mansion, wherever you are, listening to me out there in Radio Land right now, okay? Be thankful. Be thankful. I'm going to say it again. Be thankful. And grateful.
Okay.
Because somebody else that we got, they might not even have it. They wish they had it. You know where I'm going with this? I'm telling you. I mean, I am so grateful and thankful. You know, there's times I thought I was never going to make it in. But God sees fit. He stepped in the gap right on time for me to have that purpose of life and abundantly, okay? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have their good days. We have our bad days. We have our in-between days. Ain't nobody perfect on this earth but himself, Jesus Christ. Remember that, y'all. Don't let nobody think to my, oh, yeah, I'm perfect. No, 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 you're not perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect. Himself. Hallelujah. He's perfect. You know? All I can say is I love everybody, and ain't nothing you can do about it because I don't have nothing taste to my blood or in my body. I want everybody out there, to all my colleagues, Ronnie B, DJ Rock, Dante Taylor, Cowboy, everybody, Swift Daddy, all y'all, everybody, Lady Glam, everybody, I want to wish y'all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving to all one and to everybody listening to me and to all y'all families out there, because guess what? He got the whole world in his hands. Thank you. I love everybody. And I'm signing off. Peace out. And I will talk to y'all next week, God's willing. All right? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm out. All right.
I hear you. Appreciate you. That was so lively. Now, wait a minute. I see somebody on the 216. Huh. 424 number. 216-424. Who we dealing with out there this evening?
Joe Legacy, Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Black House Sound. Let me turn that music down. I apologize to the music land, like the last person said. I was calling in because I just want everybody to know that Black House Sound is not done. I know some people might be a little bit sick of us. Well, maybe not sick of us, but probably just wish we just let up. But I have good news. We're not going to do that. More material is coming soon. Some of the material is, is well-crafted. Some of it is in between. And it's just a lot of creativity being made. So the reason I was calling in was like the last caller to thank everybody that support Black House Sound throughout the years. It's been a struggle, and I mean a struggle, throughout the years of people liking Black House Sound. I always knew Black House Sound was like a real record company back in the day, but we just ain't had the natural resources that we tapping into now. Also, if you are an artist and you young or, you know, my age or older, I just want to say please don't be discouraged. It's a lot of haters. They're going to smile in your face, people. You know, they're going to act like they helping you. You know, they probably even chip in a few dollars. And, you know, you get to the point, turning point, and my people, you will see these people vanish like from a blink of an eye. But that shouldn't discourage you, and that's why I'm holding this conversation with anybody that's going through discouragement when it comes to entertaining in Cleveland. They say Cleveland is the worstest place to try to be an artist. And throughout the years, sometimes I agree with that, but I refuse to agree with that because there's so many people have made it throughout Cleveland, and they have been successful. Even though they had to go somewhere else to get the success, they still was from Cleveland. So if you're listening and you have an open heart and you understand that Black House Sound would not stop, you also understand it's a lot of words being said about what we do, how we do, how we are, where we go, who we are, and what we know. All them things, it don't bother us. So just know that we gonna keep fighting for our communities. We're going to keep representing Jesus Christ. We're going to keep representing change. You might hear a little hood music in there because Joseph Motley Jr., I make all type of music. Before I get off the phone, I want to stress this out to everyone that's listening. You only get one life to live. The other thing, now, while a person is pointing the finger and judging somebody, you don't know what assignment God had for a person. It can be totally different and don't make sense to you, but you're not God. And so until you people become God, you really can't judge the next person, because I'm not judging none of y'all, and I just want to throw that out there for, you know, for the record. It's a lot of people I know throughout Cleveland, and I can easily say, well, this year and that month, that dude was like such and such. I refuse to do it because we all grow in processes. So what that means, like the last caller said, we all growing. And like she said, if you're in a dangerous place at a dangerous time, you need to get the hell up out of there. That's real talk. So I love the messages that's being displayed on this wonderful radio station. Al Porter, the man in the street, he got albums out there. Y'all need to start copying it. And go check out Black on Black Crime. You might can be useful for the community. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Check out the new music. Go on YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., a brand new song. Only what 1 day old in some hours.
Yes, sir.
It's climbing. Yeah, and it's climbing. I have songs that I released last month, like four of them, and about three of them in the thousands. So life is starting to change for Black House Sound. New opportunities is happening to where people want us to do shows out of town. So, like I say, things is changing. I'm not bragging. I'm not false flagging. This is real life. And we scuffled. We fought hard to get to this level. We're going to keep fighting. Don't nobody owe us nothing, and we don't owe nobody anything. But one thing I feel I owe everybody is to tell you God love you, and Joseph Motley do too. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and if you're tired of us, then you're just going to be tired. I'm out.
Peace. Man, I understand and overstand. We'll be debuting that song on voiceitradio.com tomorrow. VoiceItRadio.com, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Special programming going on. Let me go to that 601 area code with the 513-601 area code with the 513. They're probably calling to see if I will donate something to the Troopers of America, the State Troopers of Ohio. Well, let's see what's going on with that 601 area code with the 513. What's going on out there?
You know what? You know what, Brother Al, I do support State Troopers here in Ohio, but I am not calling for that.
Oh, okay then. No problem.
I am your next presidential candidate. I'm your presidential candidate to be your next president for 2024. Michael D. Landon. How's everything going out there? How's everybody doing?
Everything is going phenomenal. We got some, I will say, major snowfall. And then today it warmed up, so everything is like slushy out, and it looks like it's going to be one of the most mild Thanksgivings we have had. So with that being said, talk to me, man. There's a lot of things going on as far as your candidacy that even the media, this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the media is starting to pay attention. What's the moves, man? Talk to me. What's the update, sir?
Well, here's the thing, and I want everybody to hear me out, because when I first announced my run for 2020, 13 days after I announced, Donald Trump shows up, pretending he's my cousin, threatened my life. And when I announced that, after I announced my run, people thought, oh, this dude's crazy. He lost his mind. Blah, blah, blah. But then we see that Donald Trump tried to keep power by any and all means necessary after the fact.
Yeah.
And he lost.
After the fact.
Now he's just announced to run again for 2024. And 6 days later, I just put my paperwork into the FEC. And tomorrow morning, you will see Landingham for president, 2024, the people's candidate for the people's justice. Because I'm not playing. Donald J. Trump is a threat to our democracy. My story can lock him up yesterday. The Democrats, you want the Democrats to do something? Well, keep on waiting. But I'm not going to wait no longer. I'm the only one that can lock up Donald Trump and to save our democracy about the truth, what happened for the 2020 election. All I ever wanted throughout this whole ordeal is the opportunity to be challenged about my story and ask questions. But do not deny, because you see, a black man normally don't be like in this position. Well, you better get used to it, because we were the first kings and queens of this planet. And we got to remember who we once were.
Wow. Remember who we once were. I'm going to ask you this. Why do you feel like you are the only one who can lock up former President Donald Trump when they've got charges being leveled at him in New York? They have charges being leveled in investigations of January 6th. That man
yes.
is being charged so many times.
And they still allowed him.
What
brother.
Happened to
yeah.
you, which was a life-altering experience where your life was
yeah.
jeopardized. Talk to me about where you feel that fits in with everything and what made a layman or somebody who's casually listening, what puts yours in much more? Because a lot of people are like, you know, putting all their Easter eggs in one basket, thinking that the charges that come out in possible New York or here or there will be.
Right.
Talk to me about your story, sir.
Well, everything overall that they're trying to pin on Donald Trump is political. It's a political party that's trying to go after Trump. I am not a part of a political party. I'm an American citizen, a regular Joe off the streets, and decided to run for president. 13 days later, Donald Trump contacted me and threatened my life. He saw the value of my reasoning for running more than I did at the time. And now I see it. Now I see the cover-up, not because of Trump, but the head of the Democratic Party. And if they're saying they're going to save the soul for America, let me just make one thing perfectly clear.
Okay.
No white man in this country can bring us together when it comes to race divisions or to separation because of what Trump has said and whatever. It's going to take a black man to show that we can learn history, but not point the blame to the people of here and now that are white or black. We have to learn from it so we won't be doomed to repeat it. And I've been the only candidate that has been out there speaking, saying, I'm only blaming those, this, that, and the other, not the voters. You know, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, because we've been lied to. We've been deceived and duped by the former president and by leaders within the Democratic Party when I ran for 2020. And so, therefore, as a black man, let's go back to history. They killed all
yes,
Martin Luther
sir.
King. They killed all Malcolm X
uh-huh.
because they was getting
uh-huh.
too powerful. Because they didn't. They was afraid that black people unify, white people see and follow the lead. They was afraid of that. But now you have a black man that's kin to the bloodline of the presidency. The last person that was kin to the bloodline of the presidency was James Buchanan. Look him up. I had to Google it today. And since then, that was 1868 or 1878 or something like that. And ever since then, between now and then, I ain't been the only one connected to the bloodline, but I'm a black man. And so there are people within our government. And let me just say this. The government did not threaten my life. It was the president.
Mm.
They are powerful, President Trump. They were powerful people who contacted me after I filed my lawsuit when they realized that the government was blocking me from getting a lawyer. But I filed a federal lawsuit of my own. When they saw that, they contacted me and was very impressed. They told me, we're not a threat to you. We're not your enemy. We believe your story. We want your story to come out, and we got your back. And that was, what, June this year. And this is, what, almost December? Nobody. My address is public. Nobody's running my house. The mayor of Cleveland is putting Cleveland police officers at the end of my street, watching my street. I got helicopters, FBI helicopters flying to my house, make sure I'm cool. The FBI undercover agents driving up and past my street. So I'm good. So here's the thing, America. Everything I said, if it was made up, the lawsuit and everything, I could be locked up for 20 years on a federal crime. But since I'm not, for almost 4 years, that means I'm not the one who's lying. They're lying to you.
That's right.
And y'all need to wake up and realize, hey, stop waiting on the white man to tell you we're free. This black man is saying we've been free, and we got the power to overcome, to take charge, and to bring this nation together. Now, it's up to y'all. Y'all can march, complain, and whatever. But we got to do more than that. Black people are tired of that. We want to see more than that. Landingham for president, the people's candidate for the people's justice, will deliver it without delay. All I need people to do is challenge me, question me, and I promise you I won't fail because I haven't failed yet.
Man, I want to personally thank you for your uplifting phone call, and the fact of the matter is now I know that we'll be checking online tomorrow for the filing and all of that. Thank you for doing your follow-through.
It will take about, it was 24 hours. It will take 24 hours for it to be updated. I filed at 2:19 this afternoon. So anytime, probably evening news, we'll get it. Between now and Thanksgiving,
good,
you'll see me on TV. And God bless each and every one of you. LandinghamThinks.com is the key to save our democracy. And the Party We the People on Facebook is how we can unite.
Appreciate you. Thank you once again. This particular show, pre-Thanksgiving, definitely is one of those powerful episodes already. I wish to thank you all for definitely taking the time to tune in. My thing is this. Since we heard from him, let's go back in time to Cleveland Conscious Rap Part 1. And I feel like this. Why not? Because it makes sense. I ain't listening. I'll be.
We are. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right thing, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's still even conscious rap, so it's all about.
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put they weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past they'll take you out. I remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King got me cause I earned it. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Listen.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Benjamin Banner, Harriet Tubman through the winter. We talk against each other, close set up. Holding shackles in the chains, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up.
You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us?
I recall episodes, you remember the rules.
I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the workers too. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt
me.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today,
and throw my oath. Talking about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you older.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us.
Fox said it best to set up the spell.
You either selling dope or going to work a jail.
Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie.
I ain't listening,
no matter what they
say, they never
heard me.
No matter what they do,
they never heard me.
I ain't listening, my ancestors told me it's eternity. Now today, I ain't listen to the condition. Big business,
dude, they never heard me.
I ain't listen, my ancestors told me it's eternity. Now what's today?
What's the right direct? What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life when in vain, that is over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some danger. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what
they
say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's eternity.
Well, dealing with that, I should tell you all what is going on. First of all, let's look at everything and tell you all that the day after Thanksgiving, so that will be a busy day because you have the turkey jam going on. And when it comes down to it, that's this coming Friday evening. I should probably tell you all that it's Turkey Jam 2022, celebrating Lynn Tolliver Jr. and Bill Silver. B, 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 B. Mix, 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 mix. Featuring the Kinsman Daz Band, All Stars with special guests. And that will be Friday, November 25th, Mitchell's Ultra Lounge, 24900 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44117. Doors open up at 6. Showtime is at 7. Free admission with a ticket. For more info, 216-323-7169. Trying to get free tickets, check out E.F. Boyd and Son Funeral Home, which is 2165 East 89th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. That's a 216-791-0779 phone number. Big Jack's Barbecue, which is over on 116 116 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110 7, no, that's 216, that's better. 216-795-5688. Turk Memorial Chapel, 452 East 152nd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. That's 216-383-8000. And Real Smoke Barbecue, Inc., that's 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, 216-417-5987. And that's this coming Friday. That's going on in the evening. During the day, it's going to be a very busy day because on Friday morning, 10:45 a.m., very important, definitely very important rally when it comes to children, Department of Children and Family Services, but this one is definitely at Department of Children Family Services, East 40th, that's East 40th Euclid, DCFS. The rally is being put together and organized by none other than Family to Family, which is Miss Commentary Cleveland, as well as Dantes Taylor. It's the Friday rally, 10:45 a.m. Get there. Healthline passes right by it for those who are automobile challenged. But it's My Grandbaby's Not for Sale rally, DCFS. Stop Taking Our Grandbabies from Us rally, which will be Miss Commentary Cleveland, Dantes Taylor, and two grandmothers. It's only going to be about 45 minutes. There's a rally before the actual court date. I was told about this. It's a major thing for those people who are wondering what this might be entailing or dealing with. It's because a Cleveland woman gets legal help in the fight to gain custody of her great-grandson. So, you know, they didn't love him like I do. He's mine. He comes from the rib of my body, from her to me. That's what Denise Betts said about the foster family that isn't family. The county gave her great-grandson, Larrell Stockwell, to people who have no relations to him, even though she tried in court without representation to gain custody of him. She said, I saw a distraught great-grandmother who needed help. It was apparent to me that she did not have legal representation. That all changed when former juvenile court magistrate Valerie Bickerstaff saw the report from Harry Boomer. She was troubled by the situation Betts was in. In her mind, there's no reason little Larrell can't live with his grandmother. Betts is attempting to help her get her grandson, who has some disabilities, and she petitioned the court after her granddaughter, Tajanae Stockwell, whom she had legal custody of since she was born, died in a car crash. And so Valerie Bickerstaff contacted Grandma Betts, she said, because my heart went out to her because it didn't look right. What I was hearing from her was there was no reason, and as I have met her, I could see no reason why her great-grandson shouldn't be in her loving arms and in her care. So Betts took on the Goliath legal system, children and family services in the juvenile court by herself and lost, but Attorney Bickerstaff hopes to level the playing field by representing her for free. Betts showed her new lawyer paperwork that she says proves she's capable of taking care of Larrell. Mental examination, drug and alcohol testing, she passed all of that. She doesn't have any mental health issues. Her home is beautiful. It's warm. It's inviting. Her grandson already has a bedroom waiting for him. She has been railroaded in this process, and I intend to help her. And so that's a beautiful thing that's going on. We're glad that that is happening. Let me at least say she plus another grandmother, anybody who's having problems with DCFS is invited to be down there. That's going to be a strong thing in itself. I need to let people know that's all going down Friday. And before I go to check back on Queen Bee, because I see where she pressed that button to make sure she was included, I do know that so far, if I'm not mistaken, already dealt with Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, 24/7 emergencies, door installation repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodel, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs, licensed and bonded, 216-205-7247. Now, as I take myself out of part of this, I do need to let people know that next week, next Tuesday, the 29th, Tuesday the 29th, 5:10 p.m., Heritage Middle School parking lot, 14110 Terrace Road, the 10-year anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland police murders of two unarmed blacks. Mask, social distancing, go ahead. Anybody wants to know more information, they can feel free to contact 216-804-7462 or 216-659-0473. We'll never forget the 137 shots, Cleveland police murder of unarmed blacks. Timothy Russell, 43, Melissa Williams, 30, following a car chase by police from Cleveland to Heritage Middle School in East Cleveland on November 29th, some years ago. Our protest and rally is set for Tuesday, November 29th, and that's the way it will be. My thing is, I am just thankful that we get a chance to, I will say, deal with everything the way we're supposed to. That's it in a nutshell. When you get a chance to at least deal with certain things, it's a blessing. And it's for 1 hour. So there you go. It's for only 1 hour. My thing is, I'm just happy that we get a chance to converse and see what else is going on out there in the universe. And as we put things in, I want to make sure that we even start a discussion while talking to you all on the radio show itself this evening. So I guess the discussion on this will be, let's do this. Add the post here and say that it is from 5:15 p.m. starting time. So, with that being said, boom, let me go back to my phone line. We already know the importance of everything. Art McCord Radio Show will be there, or Press People's Nation featuring the People's Councilman, Ernest L. Smith, will definitely be there. I'm going to go back to my phone line, maybe get 1 minute, 1 minute from 216-727-216-727. Hey, what's going on?
Hey now, everybody. This is a Queen Bee, and I'm listening to everybody. The individuals are coming on to the radio. We appreciate you guys expressing the way you do in your life and what you do for yourself and do for the public eye. We really appreciate and thankful listening to the radio station, Black Talk Radio, or my colleagues, and to my boss, Al Porter, everybody out there, because we got to
appreciate
help one another. I'm just going to break it down to you right now. I'm going to not play with this thing. We got to help one another, okay? We got to stop talking about one another and putting each other down. We got to come together. We got to come together. I'm just going to say this. Where I come from, oh, yeah, the Puerto Ricans this and the Puerto Ricans that. But I'm going to let you know, at the end of the day, them Puerto Ricans don't stick together to the end. So what they got going on, fighting, fussing, or whatever they doing, cussing, they're going to put their thoughts aside, and they're going to come together. We're going to have to start doing the same exact thing.
Yep.
We're going to have to start doing the same exact thing. I'm sorry. You know, I'm as part of something at some time. You know that, but I mean, hey, I go on my prayer call and ask God forgive me. Ain't nobody perfect here, but Jesus Christ, remember that. We got to come together. We're living in the last evil days right now. I mean, look at the world around. We're living in inflation time. You're talking about. Every time you go to the grocery store, it's too much. I'm just going to give a full example. Can I say this on the radio, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you something. Went to Walmart 2 weeks ago. The loaf of bread was
okay.
98 cents, okay? I'll go back
okay.
a week ago. It's $1.10. So it went from what? 98 cents to $1.10. So you tell me the difference. You minus that. 1110 minus 98. Boom. You know what you're going to get? That's a 15, almost a 21 cent difference. And jump. Jump, y'all. Ain't nothing cheap no more. Remember we used to go to the Dollar Tree and say a dollar? There ain't no dollar no more. It's $1.25. $1.25 and up. You go to the Dollar General, the Dollar Family Dollars. Ain't no nothing in there a dollar unless it's already programmed and protocol and already staff met $1. But everything else is $1 and up now. So you got to really watch these prices now. I mean, inflation we are living in now. We live in inflation now, y'all. I mean, people got to choose now. It's either, should I take the gas money to put on the light bill? Should I take the gas bill money to put on the for groceries? And it's like everybody compromising right now. You know, it's like a right, left, right thing. You know, what should I do? And like I said, we got to come together. Excuse me, because I got a little cold because it's changing the weather. We got to come together and just, you know, help one another. One another. I mean, it is. I mean, hey, we got to help one another. So I guess I'm done again. Okay. I love everybody. I don't hate. I ain't got no hate in my heart. So you guys be safe. Stay warm. And I'll say it again. Happy Thanksgiving. Each and every one of y'all out there in Radio Land, not only out there in Radio Land, but to my colleagues as well. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. I'm off, but I'm signing off right now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
I just want to say I appreciate you, Queen Bee. For your positive messages. I do.
Thank you.
You have made so many hashtags. This is a phenomenal show to say.
How many hashtags?
And may you.
He got no Facebook.
It's a bunch of them. You said a lot of positive things early on to now. We appreciate you. about 14 of them. So, enjoy.
Gosh, you kidding me? It ain't even got no Facebook. Not no.
And that's all right. It go on social media on different other sides. So you're all right.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Okay, then what? Thank you, everybody, for the listening to me out there. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. It caused me to just stop and be thankful for everything it is that I go through with, to be extremely thankful. At the Dialogue Center last week, the Shepherd family calls for the end of violence with the family of former Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson. Rosalind Shepherd issued a statement of peace through Black on Black Crime, Inc. As Rosalind Shepherd issued a statement of peace through Black on Black Crime, Inc., asking, and Joe Paganakis covered it, asking that her family and the family of former Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson stop the violence. Black on Black Crime, Inc. President Al Porter Jr. was on hand. As founder Art McCoy spoke at a Wednesday meeting and said, Mrs. Shepherd is hoping both families can stop the fighting that she said has been going on for years. Shepherd's son, Robert Shepherd, entered and was sentenced. He was sentenced to 33 years to life on November 14th for the murder of former Mayor Frank Hugh Jackson. Frank Jackson's grandson, Frank Q. Jackson. According to authorities, Frank Q. Jackson was fatally shot on September 19, 2021, near Sideway Avenue and East 70th Street. The Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office said Shepherd lured the victim to the area where he was shot by another unidentified individual. Following the shooting, Shepherd and another assailant fled the scene. The other assailant hasn't been identified. Then in May, Rosalind Shepherd's grandson, Chris Sean Coleman, was shot and killed. The former mayor's great-grandson, Donald Jackson Gates, was charged with aggravated murder and five other counts in the case. McCoy said Rosalind Shepherd is praying for peace, hoping Black on Black Crime, Inc. can help officiate a meeting between the two families. She wanted to come here today with the message that she wants peace, McCoy said. Miss Rosalind Shepherd, even though we are live on air right now with a couple of minutes left, we had that 646-478-0944, that 646-478-0944 for anyone who wishes to call in. But she wants to meet with the Jackson family and try to resolve this matter, McCoy said. The Shepherd family can make peace with the Jackson family and there would be no more violence between those two families. Maybe that goodwill, that good spirit will spread to the next family and the next family. Infamous shout out goes to Ms. Commentary Cleveland for calling the personal phone line while we're live on the air. But anyway, News 5 did reach out to former Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson for this story, but Jackson politely said, I'm not talking about that. Meanwhile, Donald Jackson Gates is being held in a Lake County jail on $1.25 million bond, which is set for a preliminary hearing in the Chris Sean Coleman murder case sometime this week. My thing is, I appreciate everybody who took the time to call in to the phone line this evening. I appreciate you all for doing that. That particular news story, that was just me getting on my 30-foot soapbox, step ladder for the 30-foot soapbox. So it's a 30-foot ladder for that soapbox, just to let people know sometimes what we do is we have to stand up and at least be there for people. If we stand up and we be there for people, we do our very best. With that being said, I thank you greatly for everything. I appreciate you. That's it. We will see you at some of those activities. That's what that phone line coming in on my phone line was for this coming Friday's activity in itself. Man, I wish they had went on and called the line to talk about things themselves, but everything is all right. Talk to you soon, everybody. Thank you. Bless. The other news story, where we talked about the grandchildren, because it's grandparents who are affected a couple of them coming together, that's a 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox, letting you know why we need to be out there this coming Friday morning. Peace.